A, auditory, 40%. I think the number is much higher. 40% have auditory hypersensitivities. It's very common to see the kids holding their ears. And the thing that confuses the parents, the educators, the teachers, the doctors, whatever, is these kids will be in a loud room and nothing will bother them. And then they take them to a quiet room and they start screaming and holding their ears like there's something that's bugging them. That's because the hypersensitivities are frequency-based. They're not decibel-based. So it's not the volume of the sound. It's a frequency of what the sound is. Classic example, these fluorescent lights up here. Y'all probably can't hear them, but I can hear them. And those who hear them louder than I do are the ones that are covering their ears. As far as people talking, I think there have been people who've had problems with others talking to them, and I think a lot of that has to do with the tone and the volume of the voice. I've found that I've responded to certain people over others because of the way that they talk. I also have a personal theory. I've got no data to back it up other than anecdotal stories and things that I have observed, that there is a correlation in autism between the auditory hypersensitivities and violence on the part of the individual. A lot of these kids are violent, and I think in a lot of those cases that violence is being caused by things that they're hearing, which is causing them to be violent. I wanted to explain this. This is actually one of the few things that we do understand. The problem is right here. This is what your ear looks like inside. The problem is right here, the cochlea of the ear. The sound comes in here into the eardrum. This is your biology lesson for the day. And it goes through all the gymnastics here, and it gets here. There's these tiny little hair cells, these little follicles, inside the cochlea of the ear. Each one of those follicles vibrates to a different frequency of sound. And those vibrations are sent on through the nerve here and into the brain for processing. The theory is that in the case of autism, some of those follicles are more sensitive than others. Even though all the frequencies may be at the same level of sound, you're hearing some louder than others because the follicles attuned to those particular frequencies are more sensitive than the others.